The Masked Singer last night, it was the zombie being unmasked. And who else but Emma Watkins was underneath the costume? She's joining us this morning. Emma, we are so excited to have you on our program.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And look, I saw in your Instagram last night your sister's reaction to you being unmasked. Obviously, the family had no idea. Was she just losing her mind all night?
I think she just couldn't quite believe it. I think a lot of people had guessed me quite early, which I was shocked by, but also when I watched it back, I was like, oh yeah, I can hear my voice very clearly. But I think, to see it visually and to see my face out of the costume, I just thought, let's just see if it like sinks in to her.
Yeah.
I think she got a bit of a shock also because I just don't sing that much, in my pastime, even though I've sung a lot in the last decade, it's not something that my family would know me for example.
And not just to sing, because you can tell you were a dancer. As a dancer myself, your movements, your legs, you've got dancer's legs through and through. And there has been wiggles on the Masked Singer before, and the parents of Australia knew immediately.
Yes.
And so do you think that's what maybe gave you away? The parents of Australia just know who you are.
Parents and grandparents are amazing, and I could even be chatting to my partner in the shops and people recognise my voice from the next aisle.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, really? It's not that interesting. But it is amazing that because they're watching us on television so much, our sounds and our movements must become very familiar.
It's incredible.
Emma, I got to ask, when you were taking off your mask, did you actually struggle getting it off?
Yes. How big her head is.
We're watching it going, oh, is it actually stuck on her head or what's going on? And then we see like a cutscene to two producers coming on stage to help you take it off. What was running through your mind when that was happening?
I thought, I hope it actually comes off okay. because, the costumes made by Tim, my gosh, they are just incredible. And the amount of work that not only goes into one, but all of them is just fascinating to me. Mm. And when we first arrived, because you can't see much when you're wearing the mask, backstage, but you can see elements of, bits of costumes, and I was just trying so hard to look at the rest of the costumes, like, that's amazing, and look at that, and I'd seen a snippet of the Snapdragon, and I was like, that is awesome.
Yeah, and so let's talk about the costume. Is that head must be so heavy, and there was like a bit of a back bracey thing, so do you just feel very top heavy, and is it really hot in there?
It's always hot in a suit, but I've had a lot of practice since I was young, and I don't mind dancing in a suit, but I think you're right. You kind of have to wear, like, it's kind of like a backpack under the costume, and then I had a steel rod that went up into the head, and it was secured to my back brace. But, what my costume was very flexible, as in I could move my hands and my arms, and all I really needed to do was do more Pilates to brace my core that I could move the head. But I did realize if I was able to brace my legs a bit, it was a lot easier to maneuver.
Oh, you did incredible work moving around that stage in that costume. And during last night's episode, Chrissy was convinced it was you. Abby Chatfield looked at your Instagram, and she said you had a story up in New Zealand. Was that your way of throwing people off the set?
Yes, because I knew that I knew Chrissy was on to me. And, I've been interviewed by Chrissy before, and I'm thinking, oh no, she's going to beat me. She's got kids, how am I going to get away with this? And I thought, well, I've actually had never met Abby before in real life. So I thought, if I can just do something social media wise to throw her off.
Genius.
But she was way too onto it. She's onto it.
That was so good. I couldn't believe it.
And look, Masked Singer, incredible. Just add it to the resume, and that's building up for sure with all what you've done so far in your career. But something new that's coming up, which I'm really excited to find out more about, is Emma Memma. Now, this is a brand new kids show coming to our TV screen soon, and it's all got to do with sign language.
Yeah, this project has been, a culmination of many years of research that I've been doing, over the last maybe 5 years, 5-6 years, as part of an integration about sign language and dance for children that use visual communication before they even start talking.
Mm.
And so we've been recording a brand new album at home in Robertson, and we can't wait to share it with everybody, you know, in a couple of weeks.
That is so exciting. Mm. Oh, it's so incredible. And we just even pinch ourselves that you're a local here. And look, you mentioned it last night that you were a dancer before you're a singer, not as confident singing. Well, what a voice, girlfriend. That song last night was just beautiful. How do you feel watching it all back? I hope you were super proud of yourself.
Oh, thank you. I definitely had a little text from my mum saying, I'm so proud of you. I think it is very... It doesn't feel real when you watch yourself on TV, and I don't tend to do that, but I was really just wanting to see the other people's performances because I didn't get to see that when we were filming. So, you know, watching the show as a whole last night really puts it into perspective just how, you know, splendid the kind of spectacle is. And, you know, I really hope people will enjoy watching the full series because I am hanging who these other people are.
Do you have any like instinct on who they might be?
No, and it's really frustrating because yeah. I was next to Mirrorball and Blowfly quite a bit.
Mm.
So I was hoping that they would talk, but you're not allowed to talk. So I didn't get any of their voices really. But when I came up to Mirrorball, she was so kind, and she was gesturing to me, but I had no idea. I know she feels like she's a bit shorter than me, and that's all I've got.
All right. I like the inside scoop.
Yes, the Masked Singer.
That's all I've got.
It continues tonight, 7:30 on 10 and 10 Play. Emma Watkins, Emma Memma, oh, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's just been an absolute pleasure having you on.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Abby and Riley, weekdays from 6 on Power FM.